Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. You know, there are a lot of you out there that have experienced breast cancer, and I know you have your own stories also. And I wish that we could tell everybody's story, and I wish that we could answer everybody's questions. We're going to try and get through just sort of the surface amount of information today, and then we'll have Catherine back again, because this is a subject, if it affects one out of every three people, then we need to spend some time on it, because people need to know what is working and what is not. And I'd like to spend it on some things that we know are working for specifically breast cancer, and then some of you out there who have found things that have worked for your cancer. We're talking to Dr. Albrecht. She had a mastectomy. She had chemotherapy for a year and a half. I can't even imagine what that was like, Catherine. And do share that with us, because I think people need to have a reasonable understanding. Because I will tell you, Catherine, if I had the choice to do it again, I would not do chemotherapy. I mean, I didn't do it, nor would I make the change and have chemotherapy if I had to do it over again. I'm that much adamant against it, because I just can't deal with the throwing up. How was it for you, and what did you experience when you did a year and a half of chemo?
For what it's worth, I never threw up once.
What?
Not even once. Now, here's the thing about chemo now. In the 1970s, 80s, 90s, even 10 years ago, it was horrific. You went through chemotherapy and you barfed your guts out and you felt sick. What they have now are extraordinary medications named, well, one of them is called EMEND, which is absolutely a miracle. It's a godsend, and it helps you get through chemo without the nausea. And
wow.
I would come home. I went for my husband would take me down to my treatments. I tried to save my hair, and I kind of did with cold caps. So I had this freezing cold, dry ice, frozen level thing on my head all through the chemotherapy, which was horrifically traumatic. And when I got home, I would just crawl into bed, and I would stay in bed for a day. I would just kind of pull the covers over my head. I'd make it up to go to the bathroom. I'd drink water. I would drink juice. I would eat a little bit. And then typically by the second or third day after each of my every 3 week treatments, I was back on my feet. Now, I won't say I was running marathons. I was back on my feet a little bit unsteady. And I chemotherapy does not see, here's the irony of chemo. It doesn't, the thing about cancer, when there's an enemy in your body, it's kind of like when the Nazis took over Warsaw, Poland, and the Allies had to come in to liberate the Polish people. Well, they couldn't do it by just sending money and blankets and food and good things to the city of Warsaw, because the Nazis would have just taken it and become even more powerful. So instead, they had to carpet bomb the heck out of that city in order to liberate the people in it. Now, were there collateral damage? Did they actually hurt some of the people they were trying to liberate in the process of doing that? Probably. But they also knocked out the Nazi stronghold, and then they could start sending in the money and the food and the clothing and the blankets and the other good stuff, because then people could actually benefit from them. And I view cancer treatment, chemotherapy, is really a very similar thing. You have the surgery to get it out of your body. You must do that, because the tumor itself is a little factory sending out landing parties, as many as it can, to try to land on your bones, your lungs, your liver, and eventually your brain. So the tumor must come out of your body, because it's like the mothership in a way. It's like the mothership of an alien invasion. You've just got it sending constant streams. And so you get that out of your body first, and then you've got to deal with the fact that you now have these tiny cancerous cells that have been sent out as landing parties that are sitting on your lungs, your liver, your bones, and potentially your brain. And you've got to kill them. So this is really the purpose of chemotherapy, is to go in and, I hate to say it, to carpet bomb the cancer. And in the process, yes, you suffer too. But here's where I did things a little bit differently, Joyce, and this is where I really would like to write a book about this. Because I'm a natural gal, because I'm not put my hands in myself in the hands of some other person just because they're wearing a white lab coat. I added all kinds of supplementary and alternative treatments.
Excellent.
To help get through it.
Okay, we're going to go to this break. The Dow's down 203 points after the opening. We'll be right back with Dr. Catherine Albrecht, Joyce Riley here. Stay tuned. Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. And that means educating yourself before you get into trouble or have cancer. Joining me is Dr. Catherine Albrecht. She's talking about her particular journey and the manner in which she handled it, and my journey. And we're kind of comparing them together. And we're going to talk about her new book that she has out also in just a little bit. Catherine, give your website and contact information, if you would, please, and, of course, how people can get spy chips, and also your new book that is entitled I Won't Take the Mark.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I do a daily radio program for 2 hours. I'm not as bold as you to do the 3 hours, but I'm on the air here on GCN for 2 hours every weekday afternoon between 4 and 6 Eastern Time. That's 1 to 3 Pacific, 2 to 4 Mountain, and 3 to 5 in the Central Time Zone. You can catch my show live on GCNlive.com or on my website at CatherineAlbrecht.com. And because Catherine is a name that nobody can spell, and there's 50 ways to spell it, you can also go to KMAshow.com. www.jamiesmath.com to find my website. The brand new book, which I'm excited to talk about, is called I Won't Take the Mark. It's actually based on 15 years of my work in fighting RFID and retail surveillance, numbering of people. And it's a Bible book and contract for children to help them understand the book of Revelation. And that is available at virtuepress.com, also at amazon.com. So it's called I Won't Take the Mark. And if you go to the Virtue Press version, you will see that we have additional certificates and frames and all kinds of things that go with it. So we can talk about that in just a bit.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful book. And we're also going to have Josh's children in a little while join us who read the book. And we're going to find out what their thoughts are. And I'm so excited about that.
Yes.
Getting back to the issue of what we are doing and what we're doing today. So I am in a whole different sort of defensive position or offensive position than you are. I have to figure out now what I'm going to do and where I'm going to go. You now, on the other hand, though, have pretty well dealt with your issue. It is sort of behind you, isn't it? Or are you doing treatments on an ongoing basis?
Well, I was up until last week, so I've been doing a two-year trial of a special drug. Thank you. It was a little stressful to actually go off the trial. That's what my doctor said to you. Congratulations. I'm like, I don't feel so good about this, but because it's kind of my Dumbo's feather. But just to back up, I got through the chemo, but because I'm a natural girl and I'm also a relentless researcher, and there's nothing that will make you research more than fighting for your life. And my husband also has a graduate degree from Harvard, so he's also a researcher too. And the two of us spent, I would say combined, probably about 50 hours a week researching everything we could get our hands on, every medical journal article, I own all of the Susan Day and the Laetril and all the alternative stuff and the Protocell. I own all that too. I researched everything. So it's not like I just kind of went conventional because I didn't know any better. I went conventional after voraciously consuming every possible thing. Gerson, you name it, I've got shelves and shelves. I've got an entire bookcase filled with books on cancer treatments. So we here's the thing. When you say you wouldn't do chemotherapy, I would work with you, because what I managed to find a way to do is to eliminate the side effects of chemo. And let me just give you one quick example. I was on a drug called Herceptin, which is for the particular kind of cancer I had, which makes it very fast growing. The Herceptin drug can be cardiotoxic. Right. So one of the things before I was able to get on this drug, and actually I was on the Super Herceptin, which is the trial I mentioned, they give you a heart scan beforehand. They give you a MUGA scan and the heart monitoring function thing. Ejection fraction. Exactly. And the ejection fraction measures the power with which, for listeners who don't know, the power with which your heart ejects the blood with each pump. And so you want that number to be around 60%. In order to qualify for the trial, that number had to be 55%. And if it wasn't, I didn't qualify. Well, mine came in at like 52. So my doctor squinted because she really wanted to get me on the trial. She sent me in for a different kind of test, and then she kind of squinted when she interpreted it and said, "You qualify." So they got me on this big this trial with an ejection fraction of 52. Now let me tell you this. So every 3 weeks I had to have a test for heart function. And they were expecting my heart function to drop because I was taking this cardiotoxic chemo. Here's the thing. I took Hawthorne, regular, plain old, alternative medicine, naturopathic Hawthorne, and that is extraordinary for heart. I'm sure it's in the products that you sell at the Power Mall. Mm-hmm. So Hawthorne is natural. My doctor didn't want to hear anything about it. She's like, whatever, I don't even want to know about this. I'm like, no, look at the research, look at the medical studies, I don't care. I took the Hawthorne, and Joyce, get this. My ejection fraction went not down, it went up to 60.
Yes.
During cardiotoxic chemo.
Wow, that is unbelievable.
Exactly. So my heart, believe it or not, became stronger through chemo rather than weaker because I was supplementing the chemo with natural alternative things on the side. Now, every turn with everything. I did this with the radiation. I took resveratrol through the radiation. I took a handful of supplements for every aspect of the chemo, and as a result, I was not damaged by the chemo in the way that most people are.
You know, let me just stop you with what an ejection fraction test is. When anybody was going to have a heart heart transplant, they would do an EF test or ejection fraction. It's like an ultrasound of the heart. And you find out sort of a number of what your heart is. Now, I have seen ejection fractions, EFs, raised only by herbs. I have never seen in any medication, anything. When I was doing heart transplant nursing, we never saw anybody be able to raise their EF at all, period. And so, other than by a transplant, and they could raise it by a transplant. So Strauss Heart Drops, which contains hawthorn and those items akin to that, really do work. And people are amazed at it. I am so thrilled to hear you say that because you just reinforced that issue. But, you know, an ejection fraction is really, I mean, you were a little bit on the low side
at
that time.
I was, before I had anything.
Yeah.
Before I had anything, I was low.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know that. I didn't know that my heart wasn't functioning at full bore.
Wow.
But taking that hawthorn, and that's why I will endorse your product. If it has hawthorn in it, I'm a full believer because I watched my own heart function increase. Now, this is true not just with my heart. We don't have time to go into it, but I took a whole series of supplements at every stage of my treatment in order to get rid of those side effects. Now, I'm not going to tell you it was a walk in the park. I looked like death warmed over. I lost all my hair. But I came back, and I came back without any permanent scarring, lasting damage from the chemotherapy, because you have to have the chemotherapy if you're going to get rid of the cancer out of your body. Because cancer, somebody once told me, beating cancer is like beating the mob. You're always looking over your shoulder waiting for it to get you. And it really is that way. So even when you've had your journey with cancer and you've overcome it, you're always concerned about it coming back. Do you know that 96% of women survive their first bout of breast cancer? 96% of women are not stage 4 when they're diagnosed. And that's because we have really wonderful screening. We've got wonderful treatments. And it's only when it comes back the second time after that initial treatment that it tends to come back stage 4. The only people who are diagnosed in stage 4 are people who make a conscious choice not to go in and have the screening. And at that point, it becomes a much more difficult thing to deal with.
Interesting. So here I am wearing a neck brace and having stage 4, and I did the natural stuff. And then you are now, you know, looking beautiful, back to your real world again and doing well. And, you know, it's hard for me to have to come back and say, oh, my gosh, if I had only known, or if I had only done, or if I had only paid attention. Because this is real hard for me to have to admit this, because I put my whole life in the balance here. So now I've got another whole battle to fight. So, you know, I just want to thank you so much for sharing your story. And people will now make the decision themselves, and they'll need to educate themselves, because there are lots of people that have been able to cure their cancer, they say, by carrot juice or by whatever.
Let me speak to that, because here's where I would definitely do alternative. If I had stage 4 cancer, I would go alternative, because stage 4, the mainstream medicine will tell you they can't do much for you. They can alleviate your pain, but they will tell you point blank to your face that they won't be able to resolve the cancer or get rid of it once it's stage 4. I'm sure you've heard this mm-hmm. very depressing message from them already.
Yeah, they told me to go ahead and get hospice set up.
Yes. So when you're stage 4, by all means, do everything in your power to find a treatment, no matter how off the wall. You want to drink lemon juice? Go for it. I would say do everything you can possibly think of to do once you're stage 4. But if you're stage 2 or 3, and this is why it's so important to get a mammogram and a biopsy and an actual diagnosis so you can make intelligent, informed decisions. If you're stage 2 or 3, then those alternative treatments just don't work. They literally don't. I can tell you, you know the woman, Pam, whatever, who wrote the Protocell book?
Mm-hmm.
I read the whole book cover to cover. I was like, this Protocell sounds pretty good. I looked her up. She died of breast cancer. Literally within a year of publishing the book, she died of breast cancer. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to. I've even talked to people who are writing documentaries about their wonderful cancer treatment and how it saved their lives, when in reality they're dying of breast cancer as they write their books.
Wow.
So there was a woman who went on Oprah, Kim something, who was saying, "Oh, Oprah, I'm gonna solve this by positive thinking and natural foods." Within a year, she was dead. So this is the problem. so many of the people that have these testimonials that seem so positive. Hulda Clark, cancer is a parasite. Guess how she died? Cancer.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So be careful when you see these glowing reports from these healthy women who say, I cured my cancer, because the follow-up, and 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, you might find that they're no longer with us.
Interesting. Well, is there anything that you want to add at this point? Before, you know, we'll do other shows on this and more information, but is there anything that when we come back from this break, we've got a 4-minute break now, anything we're going to finish up on with the cancer issue before we move on?
Yeah, let me give just a couple of tips.
Okay, we've got to go to the break. We'll be back in 4 minutes. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Dow's down 155 points. We'll be right back. 4 minutes. Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself. Your home, business, family, your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. Or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Thank you for supporting the Power Mall. You know, we always say buy from the good guys. And what that means is, if we buy from the good guys, we all stay in business. If you buy from the bad guys, they stay in business. And we don't want to buy from the corporate bad guys. So please find your products wherever it is. Find it from the people that are doing the next right and honorable thing. And one of the websites we always recommend is eatwild.com, eatwild.com. If you want grass-fed beef, that's the place to find it. If you want raw milk, that's the place to find it. Eatwild.com, you put in your zip code or your area, and you're able to find the people, the farmers, the local people to provide you the kinds of things that you can go out and see their place, which I have done here in the local Versailles area. I went out and visited the farmers. My gosh, their barn you could eat off of. It was amazing. They were Mennonite farmers with raw milk and with grass-fed beef, grass-finished beef also. So go to eatwild.com and please support the Power Mall. That's how we stay on the air. And we do have the best seasonings, organic seasonings, available at the Power Mall. Call us at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. And remember, we do have Purium on sale. That's green foods. We have Willard water and clay, And also the L.A. Marzulli on the Trail of the Nephilim 2. And the Watchers DVD on sale at the Power Hour. Please give us a call, 877-817-9829. Catherine, your comment you want to make on cancer, please, before we go to the bottom of the hour and talk about your book.
Yeah, just a couple things. I lost my dearest aunt, my mother's sister, to breast cancer. She took the advice of someone who may have meant well or may have just been a charlatan, I don't know, but she tried garlic and kombucha and all the natural things, and it didn't work. And so perhaps because of that experience, I had more background to know that I didn't want to go down that road. And I'll tell you, Joyce, it's kind of hard to talk about, but my mother brought my aunt Rowena out to the guest room and at her home and cared for her in the final months. She was so sick that she couldn't take the medication that she needed for the pain that she was in, and the pain was so severe, she was on morphine. And they gave us morphine suppositories because that was the only way that we could get the morphine in her. And just the screaming agony of her situation, I got to tell you, chemo may be unpleasant, and it is. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna sit here and say it was a walk in the park. It was tough, but it was so much better than what I saw my aunt go through.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really just want to encourage people out there, if you find a lump, 96% of people go through treatment and come out cancer-free. 96% of people go through treatment and come out cancer-free. It's on the other side of the treatment that you want to do all the good stuff. You want to eat right, you want to start exercising, you want to clean up your diet, get rid of the pollutants, you want to do all those things and live like a saint after your treatment, after the cancer is gone from your body. That's when you eat the walnuts. That's when you do all these various things to make sure that it doesn't ever come back, that you create an inhospitable environment that is so tremendously healthy that it can't come back. But I'll tell you, while you have cancer, if you eat right, if you eat antioxidants, if you eat wonderful raw vegetables, in many cases, the cancer will simply use that and become stronger. So it's a horrifying thing that, wow, that this is a reality, but that's how cancer operates. It's the only disease I know of that way. It's the only disease I know that being kind to your body makes worse.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Really interesting, yes.
All right.
And so we may get to some phone calls a little bit later. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Josh's children about this book and their response to it, because Catherine has written a book called I Won't Take the Mark. And Catherine, just real quickly, we only got about a minute here, but what was your motivation in this? I mean, it's pretty obvious, but what was your motivation?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I had a visit by the Holy Spirit in 1999, and it met every one of the historical criterion of what that's like, blown across the room by light and love and goodness. And I was sort of picked up out of my comfortable life as a newly married woman and placed on the on this road as an activist. So if people want to know why I've written spy trips and done all the things that I've done and founded Caspian and become a pretty vocal activist, it's really because of that experience. And I was told at that time in my spirit that I was supposed to write a contract where kids could promise never to take the mark of the beast because it's coming. And when I got cancer in 2011, that was my one biggest regret, that I hadn't written the book. And I thought I might die without having written the book. So I got to tell you how proud I am to actually be holding a copy of it and be able to give it to children now.
Absolutely. I'm holding a copy, too. And the cover is absolutely beautiful. We'll be back after this three-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce and Dr. Catherine Albrecht. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Thank you for joining us today. Stock market's down 193 points. The volatility index way up yesterday. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but the stock market was up 300 points. Then it was down 200. Then it settled at, I don't know. It's just crazy. Absolutely crazy. We're talking to Dr. Catherine Albrecht today, and she has written a book called I Won't Take the Mark. And we're going to spend a few minutes on that. helping children understand the book of Revelation. And so we have Josh on the line, who everybody knows Josh. He's here on Fridays. And Josh is joining us today. Josh, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
It's weird to be talking to you from my house.
I know. It really is. It's weird not to have you sitting over here, that's for sure.
I know.
This is a beautiful book that you had a chance, after Catherine was so kind to send me a copy of it, you had a chance to let your children read it. And is there anything you want to add before we put the children on and let them talk about their own story of the book or what they thought about the book?
Well, I wanted to say how well done the book is. The illustrations are beautiful. The message is simple, and I love that it has, the scripture next to the simplified message of what the scripture is trying to say. We sat down and read it. I read it to all my children one night, and the two older ones have both read it probably three or four times since we got it, and they really enjoyed it. And
excellent.
Again, it's just a well-done book, great
excellent.
For children. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
Well, Catherine, of course, is right here with us. We're, talking around Catherine.
Hi, Josh. Yeah. What a delight to hear that. And when you say you've never seen anything like it, I think that this is the world's first and only picture book for children on Revelation. It's kind of a shock to think that no one's done this before, but we have books on Noah's Ark and books on Daniel in the Lion's Den and Jonah in the Whale, but we
right.
don't have anything for children that helps them understand what's going on in the book of Revelation. And it's almost as though the Christian community has become embarrassed about the book of Revelation or tried to hide it or pretend it doesn't exist, but it's a really critical part of the Bible. It's every bit as crucial as the book of Genesis, which tells us the beginning because it tells us the ending. So it's kind of a bookend, and it seems to me that we need to be having more conversations about it.
I could not agree more, Miss Albrecht. I want to thank you for doing this. I have some Christian friends who we were talking about the Mark of the Beast, and they're heavily involved in the church, worship leaders, do Sunday school and all that stuff, and they had no idea that if you took the mark, that was, that's the end,
that's
basically complete damnation.
Shocking.
Wow. That
it's
is
shocking.
Amazing.
And
it blew my mind, and so, that's one thing that I've kind of really tried to stress with my children. It's something a little, it's a little scary to kind of tell them that these things are coming, but I think they need to know. And at all costs, you should absolutely refuse, any type of mark in your body. So,
can I just speak to the scary part? Because we tell kids Hansel and Gretel, which you've got a woman sharpening a knife to fatten up kids and push them into an oven. We tell them about Snow White, where a girl's own stepmother is trying to kill her.
Yes.
Yeah, with a poisoned apple. The yes. thing about children's stories, they typically follow a pattern. They have a pattern where there's a villain. There's a good guy. There's a villain. There's typically the good guy is a child in children's stories. The villain is brutal. Could be a wolf looking to eat them. Could be all sorts of things. And then there's a resolution. And the resolution is when everything works out and you have a happy ending. And the thing about this book is, while there's one or two frightening pages sort of in the middle, the end point is beautiful resolution. And I think the reason that those other stories resonate with us is because they reflect the reality of this story. So if you're willing to tell your kids those other stories, why wouldn't you want to tell them the truest, most beautiful story of how God redeems this earth and resolves everything and how it works out beautifully? So one of the things in the book, it's got the marriage supper of the Lamb. It talks about the new heaven and the new earth coming down, the new Jerusalem. It talks about how Jesus makes war with the beast and wins handily and easily, how the beast gets locked up. It's really positive. So I don't want to convey a notion that somehow this is more frightening than anything else we would show the kids. I think if anything, it's more important because it's real.
Well, I couldn't agree more, because we had, we homeschool our children, and we had them write a little, a few sentences, kind of like a little book report. And I wanted to say that what came out in their book report was none of the, things that are, a little fearful. It was all about the end, the goodness, the end of the story is what they tried to convey in their little book reports. And
Excellent. That is excellent, Josh. Well, let's, who are we going to talk to first here?
Come on first, guys. about ladies first?
Ah, man.
Okay. So we have Edie on the line, do we? Do we have Edie there?
Yes.
Edie, welcome to the Power Hour today. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome, sweetheart. Tell the listeners how old you are.
I am 7 years old.
And you are in what grade?
Second.
Well, you're just finished second grade.
Just finished second grade. We are so proud of you. You're such a good student. Sweetheart, what was your thought? What did you think about the book called I Won't Take the Mark? Because we have Dr. Albrecht, who wrote that book, on the line with us. She's on the other line. And Dr. Albrecht, would you like to say hello to Edie?
Hi, Edie.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you. That's pretty brave of you to come on the radio. I'm so glad that you're able to do it. Did you like the book?
Yeah. It's a nice book.
It's a nice book, and it's a beautiful book, isn't it? The pictures are so gorgeous.
How many times did you read it?
Three times.
Three times. What do you remember from the book the most?
I'm not too sure about that.
Well, here, why don't you read what you wrote? How about she reads what she...
Okay, that would be great.
Okay.
I don't really
Go ahead.
Want to.
Read it.
I think this is a good book because it tells us that Jesus is coming back. I also think it is good because it tells what is going on in this world. It is a very good book to read.
Wow. That's
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you, sweetheart. That is beautiful, Edie. That is absolutely beautiful. Well, thank you so much. Well, let me talk to your brother if you don't mind.
Okay.
He's on his way. So.
Okay.
All right, here he is.
And we're going to talk to Ben now. And Ben, who is, these children have become such a big part of the Power Mall also because they get to come around and celebrate with us when we do good things and when we work and they help us out here at the Power Hour. And Ben, do we have you on the line with us?
Yep.
Hello, Ben. I want you to say hello to Dr. Albrecht, who wrote the book. She's on the line with us here. I won't take the mark. Dr. Albrecht,
hello.
Who wrote the book.
Hi, Ben. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
So, Ben, you want to read us your report that you made on the book?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this is a good book for teaching children about the Bible. I think microchips in your hands is like the mark of a beast. I believe Jesus is coming someday, and we're going to live with him forever. It would be a great day. That's just the ending.
That is wonderful.
Yes,
yes. Oh, Ben, that's excellent. It's a really pretty book to read, too. How many times did you read it, Ben?
I think two times.
You did? Well, very good. And I know your dad also read it to you all the other night, too, he told me. So thank you so much for being on the air today. We appreciate that, and we appreciate your sister being on and your dad. Thank you so much for reading the book and doing a report on it. Now, Catherine,
thank
is
you.
There anything you'd like to say to Ben?
Yeah, I wanted to ask Josh, was there a certificate in the version of the book that you got, and did you get a chance to share that with your kids at all?
Yes, we looked at that because we have three of them. I didn't have any of them sign it, but we did say the prayer in the back of the book out loud. We say prayers every night before bed, and then that was when we read the book. And we did say the prayer out loud together. And, you know, because we have three of them, we haven't signed that just yet.
Well, when we get off the air, I want to get your address because the way this book is meant to work, and I didn't realize that it was going to be going to you, is that each shrink-wrapped book comes with an 8x10 certificate. But then on the website at virtuepress.com, you can order additional certificates. So if you've got three kids, you can buy one book and two extra certificates, and then you can have one for each of them. The other thing, if you go to Virtue Press, as you can see, we've got frames that match. And I went through like 100 different frames to find the ones that really the colors and the style match beautifully. And the idea is that you have your kids. It's one thing to read the book, and that's wonderful. But the permanent thing that they'll remember later is signing the certificate and hanging it on the wall. And actually, the frames even come with a hook and a nail. So it's really, really simple. You can do it with the back of your shoe even. And that's because if the certificate gets signed and lost under a stack of papers or bills or crumpled or forgotten, the kids might not remember it. But if you frame it and hang it on their wall, where they can see this beautiful certificate with full color illustrations from the Bible, all around it. It's a beautiful work of art. They can then look at this every day and remember their promise. And I'm just going to read the certificate. It says, I love God and I promise to obey him. I will never worship anyone but God, and I will never take the mark of the beast. I will call on Jesus Christ to save me and help me keep my promise. And then there's a place for the child to write their name, for the parent or adult to witness, and then to write the date. And then the purpose is for it to be framed in that 8x10 frame and hung on the wall. So, Josh, I'll make sure to get your address, and I'll send you two more certificates and a set of frames as well so that you can,
wow,
you can be sure to
thank
do the
so
full
much
thing.
You could just send it to the Power Hour. I am there quite
yep.
often.
He is there.
I will
he
do that.
Hey, thank,
awesome.
You. Thank you so
much, Chris Albert.
Thank you, Josh, and thank you to Abby, and thank you to Ben. Thank you very much for joining us today. I appreciate that very much. I want to open up the phone lines now and allow some of you out there to call in if you have actually treated your cancer in a natural fashion. I mean, I'm doing this because there are some people that are adamant about saying, I used a natural method and it worked for me. So I'd like to hear from you. If you would like to share that with us, we would like to hear that at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. It's 44 minutes after the hour, and we'll have a few minutes here that we can take your phone calls, because I know there are some of you who really want to share what you know and what you believe has worked. And I can only say more power to you. I am so thrilled, and I'm glad to hear that. We want to share that information also. I don't want to make it sound as though there is nothing that has worked naturally, and I don't mean to do that. I just am a little bit down on that at this point after having done some numerous different items.
Can I speak to that really quickly? Or?
Sure.
Yeah, so here's what I've found. When people have called into my show and said, I've cured my cancer, I've found in most cases they didn't have a diagnosis to begin with. So I would ask that the people who call in would be able to actually say, I had a biopsy, I had a mammogram, I had something, and I had some actual knowledge of what it was I was dealing with. Because oftentimes people will have lumps in their breasts, and they can be from all sorts of benign causes, and simply stopping drinking caffeine can make your lumps go away. So if you're drinking lemon juice and saying that cured my cancer, well, I want to make sure that we're really talking about the same thing.
Okay, good point. Good, very good point. Okay, so you all, I hope that you have, and so many people were already online, but I do hope you have had a diagnosis so that you can say, yes, you did, in fact, and can prove that you did have cancer. Let's go to Rob in PA, first caller. Rob, you're on with Dr. Catherine Albrecht. Go ahead, please, Rob. Do you have a question or a comment, or what was it that you used?
Joyce, my name, this is Bob from PA. I sent you an email yesterday. With the links to Dr. John Holt, H-O-L-T, in Australia. Radio wave treatment. I talked to you about this before. Online.
Yes, I saw it. Uh-huh. I've got it up on my website right now.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. I also called Susan from Longevity, so she'll be sending an email also. She enlightened me with the fact that Johns Hopkins has went into an agreement with Dr. Holt's organization, the Holt, I'm sorry, because he's 83 and retired. So you have to go to Australia to get the treatment.
Okay, well, I was asking for people who had cancer, who had cured their cancer. Have you cured your cancer?
I don't have cancer. I'm tired of going to funerals for friends and relatives that have died from cancer.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate that, Bob. It is, I don't know, the email he sent me, the website is radiowaveclinic.com. I don't know anything about it. I'm just now looking at it, radiowaveclinic.com. And our second caller, Scott, I think I missed it. What is our second? Gloria in New York. Gloria in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Gloria.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm really glad we're having this discussion, and we'll be doing it again. I found out listening to, the Melanie Cederstrom show, and it was shocking that in Britain, by the year 2020, one in every two people are going to come down with cancer. That is
right.
Shocking.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's bad here in the United States, but that is shocking. I mean, boy, do we have company. I'm very sad about that. So just to let you guys know, one in every two. This is how bad it's getting. God bless you. Thank you.
And thank you very much for the phone call. I did fail to tell you all something I wanted to share with you earlier. I got a call from Sam Bushman yesterday, and Sheriff Richard Mack unfortunately had a heart attack day before yesterday. He is doing much, much better. He had a stent put in, but he had 100% of the occlusion of the Widowmaker, and he was on a treadmill at the time. He was at the gym on a treadmill, and he felt something happening, and he said, "Oh, my gosh, something is wrong here." And they said, "Well, we'll call 911. And he said, "I don't think I'll make it in time. I'm going to drive myself," which he did. And he went to the front of the line at the emergency room and said, "If you don't treat me, I'm going to die." And they did take him in immediately. He was in severe straits, and they did the stint. So I just wanted to let you all know, pray for Sheriff Richard Mack, and please donate to CSPOA.org, because he has no insurance. It's a real tough situation for them, and he's doing everything he can, of course, to help save this country. So I just wanted to share that with you, that we all be thinking of Sheriff Richard Mack. All right, let's go to Jim in West Virginia. Jim in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
2008, small cell lung cancer, palpable secondary tumor. Did the Gerson routine. It's about an eight-hour-a-day job, incidentally, for those who don't know. And there was, after 3 weeks, the secondary tumor developed two little white spots. Pus came out of those, volume of a couple of match heads apiece. At the end of 4 weeks, it was gone, and I followed the procedure. I also did Dr. Ron Green's American Indian Tea. And please tell these ladies about the link between underwear and breast cancer. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much, Jim in West Virginia. Go ahead,
thank
please.
Thank you, Jim. No, let me speak to that, because Jim had a secondary tumor, so he was dealing with stage 4 cancer. And by all means, if you're dealing with stage 4 cancer, do everything in your power, as I've said before. But let me speak specifically to the issue of Gerson.
Gerson, okay, we're going to have to do it after this break. I'm sorry. All we're right. going to have to do it after this 3-minute break. We'll be back. This is Joyce with Dr. Catherine Albrecht. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. The days of the Romans have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. As we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. I'm so grateful and so appreciative of Dr. Catherine Albrecht, not only of her being a guest host on the Power Hour, so kind to do that. I know one day she was sick and she called me and asked me to do it, and I ended up being so sick that night that I couldn't do her show, and I felt so horrible ever since that. But she has been so good to me and been there for me on the Power Hour whenever I've needed her. And I want to also add, I'm getting the question regarding thermogram and ultrasound and mammogram. I had a thermogram done instead of a mammogram, and I had three tumors, and it said it was negative. So I just want you all to know that a thermogram is not the be-all, end-all. Let's see. Let's go. Catherine, you were going to mention something regarding Gerson after Jim was
Virginia. Yeah, if I could. So here's the thing about cancer. Is we're still learning about this disease. And by the way, the people who tell you we haven't made any advances in treating cancer in the last 100 years or 50 years or whatever, they're absolutely full of hot air when it comes to breast cancer, because the type of breast cancer that I have, if it hadn't been for treatment that was devised only about 10, 15 years ago, I wouldn't be here now. So we have tremendous, tremendous advances in cancer treatment. We are really good at knocking out cancer. So I just want to say that. And the problem is people don't clean up their act after their cancer treatment, and then it comes back, and then it takes their life. So the thing is, you got to suck it up, take the chemotherapy and radiation, go through the steps, and then clean up your act and put your body into that perfect state of health. So now here's the thing about Gerson. The treatment that I mentioned that saved my life only works on about 20% of women, because only 20% of women have this particular kind of cancer. What Max Gerson figured out, and we have all of his books, and I'm a big believer in what he did, what he figured out is that a certain percentage of tumors will respond to high doses of CoQ10. And that's really a big part of what that Gerson therapy is all about. In fact, they used to give you raw liver so that you get the CoQ10. They can't do that now because of questions of food safety. But you can take massive doses. In fact, I daily take a mega dose of CoQ10 every single day, and I will for the rest of my life, because CoQ10 is a powerful preventer of cancer. And in a certain percentage of people, it can actually reverse and cure the cancer. You'll know pretty quickly if it's going to do that or not, though. So in the case of the caller, Jim, who called in with that, he is one of the people who responded to that, and I think that's fantastic.
What else are you taking besides CoQ10? Do you mind telling us?
Oh, my gosh. I take all sorts of things. I take astragalus. I take holy basil. I take a supplement for joint pain and joint issues. It's a long, long list. I take vitamin D. I take vitamin B. It's about 20 pills.
Mm-hmm.
That I take, all told. So unlike my stepfather, who takes 20 pharmaceutical drugs, and one is cascaded into another to help the side effects of the first one, and et cetera, I take 20 things that I know are healthy. Oh, and turmeric is a big one.
Excellent.
And then Coriolis mushroom, which I want to just put in a plug for Coriolis mushroom, because it will help your immune system get through chemo. They actually had a drug that was $3,000 called Neulasta that I would have to get a shot after each of the really tough chemos, because the chemo destroys your white blood cells. And so they would do a test and find that I was neutropenic, meaning that I was like the boy in the bubble. I would just be susceptible to anything. I couldn't even eat yogurt because it would colonize me.
Oh, my goodness.
And then they would give me this shot. $3,000. My insurance had to pay for the shot.
Wow.
And anyway, the Coriolis mushroom meant I didn't need the shot, and I was able to keep my immune system strong. And I have that on my website at CatherineAlbrecht.com.
CatherineAlbrecht.com. Go to the email blast or go to the Power Hour guest section, and you'll find her website. website if you don't know how to spell it. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm sorry to the callers. We'll have you back on again and let them call in again. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your journey with us today.
Thank you. God bless you.
You have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, awesome show. You don't hear this kind of information, do you? I love it. I love it, and I want to hear more. We're going to be back tomorrow. Well, Larry Pinkney will be back tomorrow to be with you. And then on Friday, Dr. Lorraine Day, who rewrote the Bible and why. You don't want to miss that program. Have a blessed day. We'll see you.